Now I'm speaking with Jim Stoner, the Lafayette County Huskers basketball coach, boys basketball coach. Coach, you started district action against Carrollton, an MRVC foe. You won 74-61, and then you match up with another MRVC East team, Richmond, and you fall 53-41. Can you walk us through both of those games?
Yeah. Tuesday, first round against Carrollton. Got off to a good start. I think we were up 36-22 at half, so we felt really good about that. Played a good first half. Then, sure enough, Carrollton, you know, didn't go away, and I think they cut it to 4 at one point in the third quarter. But we were able to close the quarter on a run and took a, I think, 16-point lead into the fourth, and did a good job in the fourth quarter, just maintaining and finishing them off. Then last night, the district semifinal with Richmond, we got down early, down 12 at half. I thought our kids showed a lot of resilience. We actually outscored them 10-4 in the third quarter to cut it to 6. It was a 4-point game with about 3 minutes to go. Had chances. 6-point game with 50 seconds to go. Still had some opportunities. We just couldn't put the ball in the basket at that point, and they made free throws and finished us off.
All right, can you tell us a little bit about your senior class that played their last basketball as Huskers against Richmond?
Yeah, absolutely. We had 6 seniors: Jordan Golden, Mason Gash, Noah Isles, Dawson Coral, Dynasty Dawkins, and Maddox Bennett. And we're gonna miss those guys. They brought a lot of leadership effort, great attitudes. They're good kids. They're all gonna be successful in whatever avenue of life they choose after high school. Was really fortunate. I think feel like they've got helped get Husker basketball the second half of the season. We battled through injuries with a couple of football players. That's 2 of them, and but you know, they both eventually made it back and really helped guide us down the stretch. I think we were 11-10 after Christmas break, and I truly believe with our good young talent coming up, those seniors have helped get us headed in the right direction.
Yeah, and obviously they're going to leave big shoes to fill, but that good young talent you mentioned, for example, Mason Rumsey will be back as a junior, and he's one of the best players in the conference, so that's got to be exciting to know you've got a player like that, and then other role players will be coming back next year for your Huskers.
Yeah, you know, Mason Rumsey is our leading scorer, about 22 points a game as a sophomore, and he's already hit 1,000 career points. And Kaiser Ganvega averaged about 10 points a game this year. He's a sophomore guard for us. So those are two good pieces coming back without a doubt, young. We also played 2 more freshmen. Josiah Golden played a lot for us. Cade Limbeck came up as a post, got some varsity time. And one junior, Caleb Terry, will also, I really feel, be counted on next year. Has a lot of potential. Very fast kid. And so hopefully future's bright.